And all right, yes, that's fine. All right. The lamp, what about the top portion of the fireplace? What do you call that piece up there?
Mantle.
Okay. Mantle. All right, and then the big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you throw into the fireplace.
Backlog.
Throw into the fireplace.
Backlog.
What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Gosh. That's right. Oh, that's fine. What do you call the black that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
What are we sitting in right now?
Chairs.
What are we sitting in right now?
Chairs.
What's that big piece of furniture right now?
Couch. A sofa.
No, fine. What's your piece of furniture in the bedroom that you use to put your clothes in at night time?
Chest of drawers.
Yes.
Chest of drawers.
And the room where you sleep at nighttime is called?
A bedroom.
All of these things together, what do we call all of this? Tables and chairs and sofa and your bedroom. What do you? No, what else? What?
Living quarters.
Your living quarters, but in your living quarters this is all what? What about?
Furniture.
Yes, your furniture.
Furniture.
All right. These things, let's talk a little bit now about some of your fixtures here that are hanging there on the window. All right. The thing hanging at the window to keep the light out is called a what?
Venetian blind.
All right. What's another word for it?
Curtain.
Okay.
All right. What's another word for it?
A little room in which you put your clothes.
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
Built-in closet, what might?
A clothes rack.
All right. What's another word?
Clothes rack.
All right. What's another word? Have you ever heard the word wardrobe or?
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe. What's that room called in the top of some people's houses? They have an extra.
Extra bedroom.
Not an extra bedroom exactly, but it's it can be an extra bedroom.
Attic.
An attic, right. All right. Attic. And what room do you cook in?
Kitchen.
Okay. What do you call the little room off to off the side of the kitchen there where you store your candy?
Pantry.
Things like that.
Pantry.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're going to throw away?
Junk.
Okay. And what do you call the room where you store this odds and ends?
Storage room.
Okay. All right. When you are doing daily housework, you say that you keep your housework.
You say that you keep your housework.
How? How do you keep your housework?
How?
No. All right. If you did it.
Repeat.
All right. What's another one? Would you do it how? If you do it day by day, what do you do?
Daily.
And also, how do you describe somebody doing the housework? What do you say?
Cleaning house.
Okay. What's another word?
Cleaning house. Okay. What's another
word?
What about?
Have you ever heard the word
tidying up?
Tidying up.
Oh, yes.
All right. What do you sweep with?
Broom.
Okay. What do you sweep? And when you press your clothes, what do you call
them? Iron.
What else? When you're actually doing the job itself, you say that you
ironing.
All right. And when you do those things, there's another word for clothes that we use. We are doing our
ironing.
Our ironing. But what are the clothes called that we're doing? If we went down to the place right down the corner. The place where we put in the coins, etc. What do you call that?
Laundromat.
Okay.
What do you call that?
Laundromat.
How do you get from the first floor to the second floor?
Upstairs.
By using
stairs.
Okay.
By using stairs.
What's built out there on your